Good Wednesday morning, beloved. It is great to share this morning time together, as today we are reading from Psalm 128. Today's reading is in the form of a blessing that priests bestowed on pilgrims when they attended one of the major festivals in Jerusalem. The psalm concludes with a blessing upon Jerusalem. And so let's begin. Happy are those who obey the Lord, who live by His commands. Your work will provide for your needs. You will be happy and prosperous. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your home, and your children will be like young olive trees around your table. A man who obeys the Lord will surely be blessed like this. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life, and may you live to see your grandchildren. Peace be with Israel. And today's key verse is Psalm 128, verse 1. Happy are those who obey the Lord, who live by His command. Beloved, we oftentimes see the word happy. Normally, it should be translated blessed or something like that, because happy is it's an old English word derived from the root word happenstance, which means that if good things are happening around you, well, then you can be happy. You're of good cheer. But you can't be happy if good things are not happening around you. And so this really looks at not the good things that are happening around you, but that God is taking the events of your life. And as the Bible says, that our God turns everything, turns all things to good to those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And I want you to think about that today. No matter what happens, good or bad. I'm not saying that God is bringing bad things into your life. What I am saying is what the Bible says, and that is if bad things come into your life and we look to God in those difficult times, He, because of our faith, is able to change those bad things into good things. So think about that this day. Keep your eyes open for God's blessings going on around you, and may God richly, richly bless you this day. That's my prayer for you.